Hey everybody, this is James Wilson. Welcome to another edition of the MTB Strength Coach Podcast. Today I wanted to talk about another interesting subject, something that one of my clients, one of the people that has my program and I correspond with quite a bit, had asked me. And the reason this came up, if any of you guys have read some of my earlier stuff, I had some suggestions and stuff on strength levels. And, you know, personally, I think that, you know, while mountain bikers don't need to be as strong as power lifters, obviously, they do need to be stronger than what they necessarily think they need to be. And there's a lot of different reasons for that, not really the subject for this podcast. But while my ideas have changed, you know, over the last few years on exactly what those strength levels should be and your goals and stuff like that, one thing has remained constant, and that is a double body weight deadlift. And being able to perform a double body weight deadlift, just that's such an important strength goal for you to have. When you can do that, it just means that you're going to be able to, you've got the core strength, the leg drive, the upper back strength, you know, necessary to really start building some power and things like that. And so, you know, and even just from a functional standpoint, because remember, you know, we're mountain bikers second, we're human beings first. And so just in a functional, everyday human being standpoint, when you've got that strength reserve, you know, you can pick up relatively heavy objects and do so safely and things like that. And so from a lot of different, you know, perspectives, having a double body weight deadlift is a pretty good goal. Well, this girl actually has better than that. She's actually able to pull over twice her body weight and is actually closer to 2.5 times her body weight. And so it actually brought up something interesting because very few mountain bikers that I correspond with actually have those kind of strength levels. And so usually I'm really harping on them to worry about getting stronger, worry about getting stronger. You know, don't worry about other things right now. Just get strong in those lifts. Well, she's actually reached the point where we can start to consider, you know, is adding more strength to that lift, is that going to be beneficial for her? Because, you know, achieving a double bodyweight deadlift, I think, is going to really improve your mountain biking. Now, will bumping that up to 3 times your body weight, will the time and effort and wear and tear that puts on your body, will that be offset, you know, with the performance gains on the bike? And to be honest with you, I don't know exactly. But I think probably not. And so at that point, what I had suggested to her was, you know, well, how are your power levels? You know, if you may be really strong, and there's a difference between strength and power. Like, strength is your ability to generate tension in a muscle. You know, imagine, you know, like a power lifter, you know, deadlifting, you know, 800-900 pounds, and, you know, they're grinding it off the ground. You know, it's coming up, but, I mean, it's barely moving, and just huge amounts of tension in the muscles and stuff like that. Now, power is your ability to quickly create that tension very explosively. So something like an Olympic weightlifter, if you've ever seen those guys perform like the snatch, I mean, you want to see one of the most explosive athletic lifts in the world, you know, do a Google search for, the snatch and watch some of these top guys perform the snatch. And you'll see, you know, guys that weigh like 150 pounds, you know, taking 300-400 pounds and in one motion going from off the ground to directly over their head. And, you know, the amount of power, it's over very quickly, but, you know, that's power. And so that's kind of an illustration of the difference between strength and power. Strength is, you know, just your ability to grind it out, for lack of a better term, and power is your ability to just move it, dominate it extremely quickly from point A to point B. And so, you know, she had asked me, well, how do I determine, you know, whether my, power levels are adequate, you know, whether, you know, they're where they need to be, whether we need to concentrate more on them or whether we need to concentrate on the strength levels, kind of how does that work? And that in itself is a very interesting concept because, you know, a lot of times what you'll find is people recommending specific exercises for, to determine power levels, like a power clean or a vertical jump or a broad jump or something like that. And, you know, and that's definitely a good way to do so. But there's some technical skill components behind those, you know, specific movements. And so sometimes, you know, if you haven't been practicing those movements, and you go and you test yourself on them, and perhaps you don't test as well as you thought you might should have been, you know, is it really because your power levels aren't adequate, or is it because your technical skill in that particular exercise or lift wasn't adequate? And so a little trick that I had actually learned, there's a guy named Dave Tate, and he has a website, EliteFTS.com, and a lot of great, you know, strength training articles and stuff like that on his site. But Dave's definitely a powerlifter. He's one of the you know, top powerlifters, you know, or was one of the top powerlifters in the country. He's since retired and now coaches powerlifters and stuff. An extremely intelligent guy. And one of the podcasts that I was listening to that he was talking in, you know, he was talking about looking at a lift, you know, instead of like trying to have, you know, this lift determine strength and this lift determine power, you know, look at the same lift and look at like what point do you start to have to grind the weight out, and are you no longer able to really accelerate the weight all the way up? So again, to give you an example of, you know, the deadlift, you know, basically you can start at, you know, just start at the bar, and you'll find that, you know, when you come up, and you don't want to rip it off the ground, like you always kind of want to grind it off the ground, make sure that you got things set, but then once you've got it off the ground, you know, start accelerating up to the lockout position at the top. And, you know, you'll find obviously with a bar, you're able to accelerate pretty quickly. You know, once you get started and you start coming up, you're able to come up pretty quickly. Now you get to your one rep max, the weight that you can only lift one time with good form, and you're going to find that you're not able to accelerate it. Like, you're going to get it off the ground, and it's pretty much going to grind the whole way up. You know, you're not able to really get that snap and acceleration. Now, the trick is to find out where on that continuum between just the bar and your one rep max do you start to grind. And basically, the idea that Dave Tate was talking about was the sooner in that continuum that you have to start to grind the weight out, the stronger you are compared to how powerful you are. And conversely, if you're able to get, you know, pretty deep into that continuum before you have to start grinding it out, then you may actually be more powerful than you are strong. And so it's kind of a way to determine, like, where are you at on that power, you know, strength continuum, and what do you need to, you know, kind of concentrate on more, you know, once you've achieved some basic strength goals and stuff like that. So again, you know, let's just take an example of somebody who has a, you know, let's say a 300-pound max deadlift. And so, you know, start with the bar, do a couple reps, they're able to accelerate well, you know, add, you know, 50 pounds to it, you know, just keep working your way up. You know, as you get closer to your one rep max, you know, you're going to start, you know, maybe, you know, increasing the weight at smaller intervals, you know, doing like 5-10 pound weight increases, and start to look at like where do you have to start to grind it off the ground. Now, again, this is, you know, you're not going to find any scientific studies to back this up. You know, this is kind of off of my observations and also off of that suggestions from Dave Tate. But basically, you know, I feel that if you have to start to really grind the weight out at like 75% or less of your one rep max, then you may have inadequate power compared to your strength levels. And so, you know, again, if we're looking at somebody who's got a 300-pound deadlift and, you know, 75% of that is 225 pounds. So basically, if at 225 pounds or less, you find yourself not able to really accelerate all the way up to the, you know, to the lockout position at the top, and you find that you kind of have to start, you know, grinding the weight, it starts coming up slower and slower and slower, and you start having to grind it out, then you may actually be, then your power levels are probably poor relative to your strength levels. Now, if you're able to really accelerate all the way up to like 85 or 90% of your one rep max, so again, you know, someone who's got, you know, a 300-pound max deadlift, you know, 85% of that is 255 pounds. So if you're able to really accelerate the weight, up to 255 or more pounds, then you may actually be stronger than you are, compared to your power levels. And so, it's an interesting idea, but it's looking at where, how are you able to move the weight? Are you moving it quickly for most of your strength levels, or are you having to start grinding it out and moving slower, as you get closer to your one rep max? And so, again, the closer you get to your one rep max and you're able to accelerate, the better your power levels are, but the poorer your strength levels are. And conversely, the further away from that one rep max you have to start grinding, then the poorer your strength levels are, and the or your power levels are, and the better your strength levels are. So, anyways, it's kind of a roundabout way of telling you, kind of start paying attention to how do you create, an exercise movement, and start, because that'll give you a really good idea of your power versus strength levels. And again, just and when I'm talking about accelerating the weight, I mean, obviously I'm talking about, using good form. We're not talking about just, anything goes kind of a deal. But, the idea is to, kind of start cluing into how do you move with the weight, and then using that as a way to help you determine whether you need to, work on getting stronger, work on getting more powerful. And so, my suggestion to my client there was, if you find, which I kind of suspect, if you find that you actually do fall in that underpowered continuum, where you have to start grinding it out at 75% or less of your one rep max, then, what you need to do is concentrate on lowering the weight instead of always working on, as heavy a weight as possible. Like, for example, there's a phase in the Ultimate MTB Workout Program that has you doing 6 sets of 3 reps on the deadlift. Now, if strength was your main concern, then I would say, yeah, you definitely want to use as much weight as you can, handle with good form for those 6 sets of 3 reps. We need to expose your body to those higher loads. We need to expose your body to those higher tension levels that those loads create. But if you need to work on your power, if we've determined that your power levels are inadequate, then what you need to do is actually lower the weight down to that 75% or less number, and work on accelerating with the weight all the way up to the top to that lockout position, and use that ability to maintain that acceleration as your determining factor on whether to increase the weight or not. So even though you can lift more weight and get it from the floor to the lockout position, if your power levels are weak compared to your strength levels, then you need to concentrate more on that acceleration component and stuff like that. And so so that's basically it. And something else too, I mean, you always pretty much, even when you're grinding a weight and you're moving slow, you still want to try to be thinking, move fast. And, never try to intentionally move slow, especially when you're lifting a weight. I guess I don't want to use the word never, because, there are times when you would. But for the most part, you always want to try to be moving as quickly as you can control on the way up when lifting a weight, pretty much with any exercise. And, there is some, evidence that shows that even if you're not moving quickly, if you're trying to move quickly and you're placing that effort into the weight, it will still have, a positive effect on your power levels. But again, you have to work on that, on the power and acceleration, in order to, really get it built up if that's what we determine that you need. So again, kind of the take home message here, it is possible to be too strong. There is a point of diminishing returns with strength levels and mountain biking. And so, once you have adequate strength, and especially with that deadlift, I mean, that's kind of the determining factor for me with mountain bikers and their strength levels is that double body weight deadlift number. But once that's been achieved, you need to start looking at other other factors and making sure that before you just keep working on getting stronger and increasing your, you know, the weight you can lift with the deadlift, make sure that you've also are developing, you know, adequate power at the same time. And so it's good to go back and check and see, you know, how do you create the lift? You know, are you grinding it out? Are you moving it quickly? And where on your, you know, where on the continuum you are? And so anyway, so just kind of another way to look at, you know, look at your training and help you determine what's going to be the best thing for you to work on and how to incorporate it there. So anyways, once again, this has been James Wilson with mtbstrengthcoach.com. If you guys got any questions or comments on this, you can check out my website there. It's got a link to my blog, and you know, this will be posted on my blog, and you can jump on there and, you know, post any questions or comments that you may have. They're always appreciated. So I'll talk to you guys next time.